A 10-year review of treatment of delayed union and non-union with an implanted bone growth stimulator was conducted by Dr. Kundi et al. This was published in Clinical Orthopedics and Related Research in 1990 as a follow-up to Dr. Patterson's clinical trial in 1980. The study was done to confirm safety and effectiveness of the implant over time. 37 patients of the 81 that were a part of Dr. Patterson's original clinical trial for implanted bone stimulators were reviewed 10 years later. A clinical and roentgenographic X-ray review was done on the 38 fractures in 37 patients that were located. 7 patients had died from unrelated causes, 36 could not be located, and 1 patient refused to participate. All fractures remained united. Normal bone remodeling had occurred. No adverse effects of the generator or cathode wire. 90% of the patients that were a part of this long-term follow-up review were men that had been in motor accidents. Thus, Kundi reported a 100% success rate as the outcome for non-unions treated with direct current stimulation remained united and normal bone remodeling occurred, demonstrating that direct current stimulation had no long-term adverse effects.